It wasn't the welcome home their renter was expecting.
I greeted him out the door.
And?
Let him know I wasn't comfortable with him being in my home any longer and that he needed to leave.
You locked the door behind him and his two young children were in your home.
But he wouldn't go quietly.
Well, here's your problem, Miss Delgado. You lied to me.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Timothy McCarty is suing his former roommates, Jillian and Salvador Delgado, for the return of his deposit, storage fees, and damages from an assault.
Order. All rise. This is case number 267 on the calendar, the matter of McCarty versus Delgado.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. McCarthy, you rented a room from the Delgados.
Yes.
Did you know them before you rented the room?
Yes, I did.
How long had you known them?
Probably about 13 years.
And you rented the room starting when?
About July 21st.
And how long did you live there before there was this altercation?
3 weeks.
Then you moved out?
Yes. Then I
right?
I moved my things out, yes.
And according to what I read, you were charging him $300 a month, and you asked him for $300 security deposit, which you say you paid. Is that correct?
Well, I didn't pay a security deposit, just for the monthly rent.
Listen to me, sir. Your complaint says I gave them $300 for rent and a $300 security deposit. That's what your complaint says, is what you're telling me now, that that was not true.
Well, that was most likely a misunderstanding, Your Honor.
No, it's not a misunderstanding. That's very clear. I speak English. That's my primary language, and I gather it is yours as well.
Yes.
You read this thing. You signed this thing. So what I gather is that you lived there for 3 weeks. You paid them for 1 month's rent, so you're not entitled to any rent back. And since you didn't pay them for any security deposit, you're not entitled to a security deposit back. And the fact that you had a fight, you had a fight. So what do you want from them?
Well, I was also seeking punitive damages for...
For what?
Well, me and my kids were homeless for 2 months and had to kind of run around, bounce around.
You shouldn't put your children in a position of being homeless. How old are you?
I'm 47 years old.
You're 47 years old. You're supposed to be able to run your own life. You made two children. Take care of them.
Right.
So I don't hear any cause of action that you have in a complaint, Mr. McCarthy. But I do have a cross-complaint, and the cross-complaint is that on the night of this alleged confrontation, Mr. and Mrs. Delgado, you say that Mr. McCarthy broke your door.
Yes, ma'am.
So I have a few questions. The night of this confrontation was when?
August 11th, 2013.
And I don't know what it started over, him disposing of food in your refrigerator because he thought it was rotten and you told him not to touch the food and he was throwing it in the garbage and it created a big brouhaha.
Right.
At the time, Ms. Delgado, there came a point when Mr. McCarthy was pushed out of your house and the door was locked. Who locked the door?
No, Your Honor, I'm sorry, excuse me. Mr. McCarthy was never pushed out of our home. On the morning of August 11th...
Just a second. Was he out of your home?
He was outside momentarily on the phone.
So this argument ensued. He walked outside on his own.
Right.
Did someone lock the door behind him?
I did.
Where were his two children?
Upstairs in the shower.
So you had his two children inside and you locked the door?
After he assaulted me and my daughter.
Well, now I'd like to hear your version of how Mr. McCarthy assaulted you and your daughter.
Okay. On the morning of August 11th, we asked him to leave and explained to him that the situation with him living there was no longer working and that he needed to make arrangements to move out quickly.
And that was August 11th?
Yes.
Well, but he was already a paying tenant for the month.
I understand that he had
paid. So you told him?
That he had violated the rules of the home, just like anybody living anywhere. If you violate the rules of where you live, even if you pay...
No, then what you have to do is you have to move to evict them.
Right.
You can't just stand at the door and say, I'm sorry, you can't come in here anymore. You didn't say I'm giving you a 30-day notice.
I don't need to give him a 30-day notice.
Oh,
because
just a second. Just, you need to give him notice when you're throwing him out and he's paid rent. You accepted his rent. You therefore became a landlord. Landlords have certain obligations to tenants under the law in every jurisdiction. You can't just wake up one morning and say, you know what? I don't like that cologne that you're wearing. You promised you wouldn't wear perfume in the house. You don't leave the sheets the way I like them. You leave the bathroom a mess, and you can no longer be here. You can't do that. I know that you think you can, but you can't. So up until that time, there had been no confrontation. So you said to him, you have to go find someplace else to live. And he said to you...
that he wouldn't and that he wasn't leaving and...
Right, which is his right.
Right, and then I explained to him how much time did he need.
What were you talking about? Were you talking in terms of hours, days, or
days.
Weeks? Days.
Days.
So you're standing at the door, and he's standing outside the door.
Yes.
With his children.
No, he sent his children in the house, and he tried to go by me the first time.
Okay, so he sent the children in the house.
Yes.
So they weren't listening to this confrontation.
Right, no, they were upstairs in the shower.
Okay.
My two children were standing next to me.
Go ahead, and?
And I asked him to make arrangements and asked him how much time he would need. I gave him, you know, you'd paid for a month, but really you'd only paid partial.
Did she say that to you?
No.
No, of course she didn't. She's saying that now. He was still standing outside the door. Why didn't you let him come in?
Because I needed to have a conversation with him and Mr. McCarty.
No. You can't keep him outside. Uncross your arms. You can't keep him outside. That's his home. He's paid for it.
I considered him not a tenant, Your Honor, but a lodger, since we were also living in the home.
He's a tenant. And whatever you considered, until you go to a school that tells you that you're right, or until you contact the police and say he is a lodger, a trespasser, a tenant, a sojourner, whatever it is, he's paid you rent for that month. So you cannot have a discussion with him and keep him outside his home.
I didn't feel comfortable with him staying there until my husband came home that evening from work.
Your comfort is irrelevant. What's relevant is he paid you rent, and you cannot have your conversation with him outside because you say to him, you can't come home until my husband is home. Thus far, according to you, there was no physical, may have been verbal, but no physical confrontation up until 7:30 at night. Now, at some point, you started to record this confrontation.
Yes, I did.
You want to tell me why?
So that my husband could hear it later on.
Why?
Because Mr. McCarty, from the moment that he lived there, seemed to have a problem with telling the truth and anger and controlling himself. And also, he's been, I'm sorry, but mooching off of people, the system, being on welfare, and his children didn't have to be homeless. His children have a wonderful home with their mother, and he could have, you know, taken some responsibility, but he never did. And so I wanted to have something to be able to show my husband, let my husband hear. Here is the actual conversation, because Mr. McCarty is very manipulative.
By the way, the rent that you paid, where'd you get it from?
I just had the money left over. I had money returned to me from my previous tenancy on the deposit of $1,500. I used part of that.
Where did you get that money from?
Work.
What kind of work do you do?
I was working in the California collectors, brokering.
What is that?
The medical collectives.
Explain that to me, sir.
The medical marijuana collectives here in California.
Well, get it out there.
Yeah.
Do you get any welfare assistance from the state where you live? That's is a yes or a no.
Food stamps I was getting.
Well, that's welfare.
Yeah.
What else do you get? Do you get a housing allowance?
No, I get I have
stipend?
GR.
What is that?
General relief.
General relief. That's welfare.
I
don't care what you call it. You can call it ballet lessons, but your general relief, welfare. You get a subsidy from the state where you live.
Yeah.
How much?
It's 175 cash and 200 on food.
So you get not only food stamps, but you get cash.
Yeah, 175.
And what about your children?
Is
not an answer.
They're under their mother, so I don't get anything.
Well, they
my
were
children.
With you.
Yeah, they're with us. So we have joint custody, but I don't claim them for aid.
Okay. Now, let's talk about this broken door.
Yes.
Tell me how the door got broken.
After I locked the door, when he was on the phone with the police.
So he was calling the police?
Yes.
And?
Saying that I had assaulted him.
And?
And so I locked the door out. This was after he had assaulted me.
Did you go to a doctor or a hospital on the night of August 11th?
I didn't.
Did you take your child to a doctor or a hospital as a result of this assault on the night of August 11th?
I didn't.
Did you call paramedics at any time on the night of August 11th?
No, ma'am.
Did you file a police report to the assault?
Yes, I did.
Then I would love to read what you say he did to your child, so that the child's mother did not at least take the child to
a
doctor
to
check out. What are you giving me?
I have photographs of my daughter's back, my photographs for my injuries, and the pictures of the door.
Just a second. What I want to see is the police report. I can't read this.
I know.
I mean, how do you expect me to read this? I mean, I read the beginning part of it. It says, ongoing landlord-tenant dispute that resolved with And then it's all written over so that you can't read the rest of it except the last word that says stairs. I can't read
it. Can I try to read it?
If you can read it. I've been reading police reports, I guarantee you, more than you have. If you can read that, I want you to tell me if you think that I can read that, not whether you want to tell me what it says.
It is difficult to read.
Very difficult to read. So it's useless to me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He took you by the wrists, took you inside and flung you around the room. And then you used the word back kicked your two-year-old. I want you to tell me exactly how that happened.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Timothy McCarty says former roommates Jillian and Salvador Delgado owe for damages resulting from an assault. The defendants are countersuing for their damages.
I want you to tell me how he assaulted you if he's standing outside. Come on, tell me fast. I have other things to do today.
I let him know that we needed to have a reasonable time frame. He wouldn't agree to any reasonable time, said that he wasn't going to be leaving, and that we needed to either have the police or an attorney get him out ever, and that he would never be leaving.
And
I let him know, no, that is not true. You will be leaving. How many days do you think that you need?
You never said days. I guarantee you I'm not going to hear days on there.
Okay.
I mean, I don't like to waste my time.
I haven't listened to the recording. It's hard for me to listen to, so I haven't really...
I guarantee you the word days is not there, because this time you're angry, he's angry, and you're not going to give him days. You didn't say days. Keep going. Come on. So he says, no, you have to get the police or an attorney to get me out. And you say, no, you're not coming in. You got to leave. And what happened next?
And then he grabbed me.
Tell me exactly what he did.
He grabbed my wrists.
He grabbed your wrist.
And entered into the home, holding on to me and kicking me at my feet and shoving me around my living room and trying to bring me down to the ground and squeezing onto my hands like this with his nails and just flinging me around my living room. That's pretty much what happened. And then at one point, he back kicked my two-year-old. And then I grabbed
explain,
my...
Explain, just a second. I want you to explain to me. He took you by the wrists, took you inside and flung you around the room, and then you used the word back kicked your two-year-old. I want you to tell me exactly your word, how that happened.
My two-year-old was approaching Mr. McCarty from the back, trying to get to her mommy, and I warned him, my daughter, be careful for my daughter, while he was assaulting me, and then he said, this is not about your daughter, and he back kicked my two-year-old into our coffee table.
Did you do that, Mr. McCarthy?
No, Your Honor.
If I listen to that tape, am I going to hear that?
No, Your Honor.
Did you at any time come into contact with the two-year-old?
Yeah, when I was scuffling with her mother, the two-year-old tried to hold onto my leg, and in the scuffle, she just bounced and fell on the ground, and then
she was trying to hold on to your leg.
Yeah. She wasn't trying to get...
Just a second.
Yeah.
She wasn't playing horsey with you on your leg. She was trying to protect her mother.
Well, you know, we get along really well, the daughter and me, and I think
she was just scared and trying to hold on to anybody. At this point, you weren't getting really along well. It was a bad scene.
Yeah, well, her mother was in front of me. I was here, and her daughter was here, and her daughter was just held my leg. But when her mother came for me, I bounced back, and the baby fell down, and I picked her up. And said, oh, sweetie, you know what I mean?
Just a second. Am I going to hear that on the tape?
I don't know what you'll hear on the tape.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Let go of me! Get out of my house! Get out of my house and I'm calling the police!
Call the police!
Well, here's your problem, Ms. Delgado. First of all, your problem is that he behaves badly and you lie to me.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Timothy McCarty is accusing former roommates Jillian and Salvador Delgado of assaulting him.
Now, what I want to get from you on the tape only, Ms. Delgado, is what happened inside when he came inside the house.
He assaulted me and my
daughter. I want to hear that. You say that I'm going to hear that on the tape.
If I... Tell me to get me and make me leave. Okay.
You're not welcome in my house.
I'm not to sit here and argue.
You're not welcome in my house tonight.
Okay.
Oh, because so you say you're not welcome in my house.
Don't bark orders at me, man. You're not my boss.
And you're not mine, Tim.
Julie, it's yours. It's
this is my home. You need to leave.
Well, it's mine too right now.
It's not. You have no lease. I'm so sorry. We're not going
to
do this. And you need to let go since you're not being reasonable.
You're not. I'm not being reasonable?
Yes.
Okay. What did you say?
No, no.
Maybe go get the kids in the bathroom.
Yeah, no, that's not going to work.
Julian, I'm not.
Room. Okay, let's go ahead. Ah!
I'm not. Ah! On my way.
Here's your problem, Ms. Delgado. First of all, your problem is that he behaved badly and you lied to me because there was nothing in the beginning of that tape that suggested a statement by you. How much time do you need to leave? He says to you, you can't keep me out of here. You said it's my home and I can. You can't stay here. You don't have a lease and you're not coming in. That's what you said to him. And you were wrong. He was entitled to come into the house. Now, I also think that since you knew that you were taping it, there was a little histrionics there on your part, because I understand that. Yeah. I understand that when somebody knows that there is a tape.
How do you know he's going to assault her?
Listen to me. Listen to me.
It doesn't make sense that.
Listen to me.
She knew that he was going to assault him.
Listen to me.
Assault her.
Listen to me.
It doesn't make sense. Why would you record if you know somebody's.
Why?
She had no idea.
Oh, there was always.
She had no idea that he was going
to
assault her.
Mr. Delgado, I'm speaking to you.
I'm sorry.
I'm speaking. I'm speaking.
It gets me very
Your
I'm
wife
sorry.
Was yeah. wrong to exclude him from his home. She was wrong. Mm-hmm. He didn't handle it in a smart way because before he went inside,
he
should have gone outside, yeah. called
he
the police.
Called and me.
No, he's not going to call you because he's going to get into a confrontation with you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
So I'm saying he didn't handle it right. He should have walked outside, called 911. They would have come to your wife and said to her, you have to let him into the house. You have no right to keep him out of the house. Mm-hmm. You can evict him, but you have no right to exclude him today. That's what he should have done. And then, you could have had a discussion with him when he came home, but what your wife did was she took it upon herself to exclude him, and his children are upstairs, and there's gonna be a confrontation. Just as she's crying now because she hears her child is upset on that tape, well, your wife locked the door. And when he went outside to call the police, his two children are upstairs. So your complaint wants damages to the home as a result of his breaking the door.
I hadn't locked the door, Your Honor. I hadn't locked the door at that point. The door was
Goodbye, Mr.
open.
Delgado. You don't longer live with each other? That's just fine. You had no medical bills that he has to pay? That's just fine. Your daughter had no medical bills that had to be paid? That's just fine. Because I assume that if you were a caring, loving parent, if your daughter was injured, child would have gone to an emergency room or to see the doctor to make sure that the child was fine. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? If you're telling me that your child was injured and you didn't take the child to the doctor, that makes you a neglectful parent. Are you a neglectful parent?
Absolutely not.
Well, if my two-year-old were injured, I would have taken my child to the doctor that day. So he's no longer living with you. You get no money, Mr. McCarthy. You lived there most of the month. And I think it was handled wrong by both of you. I suggest you not rent rooms to anybody anymore because you don't understand what your responsibility is as a landlord. And I would suggest to you, sir, that at the age of 47, you can wear a suit and tie to come to court. You should be in a position to have an apartment more than a room for your two children with whom you share custody with their mother. So go out and get yourself a good job.
Yeah,
I've got
that's all. Goodbye.
Pardon my excuse, you may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I threw some moldy things away of hers and she just flipped out.
It began over lack of respect.
You know, don't touch my things, don't use my things, started making accusations.
Touching each other's belongings. My belongings are my property.
While in the meantime, I put about $400 worth of food in the pantry.
It's uncomfortable to have to share a space to begin with and then to have somebody going through your stuff.
Julian's pretty stubborn. She's gonna do what she wants to do.
You know, I'm just glad he's out and I'm glad, you know, that we didn't have to pay anything.
Everyone else is wrong, she's right. She thinks she has the right.